What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Big thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery. And
can we go to the art gallery yet?
On Friday, I think so.
Oh yeah, all right.
People may have been tuning in this afternoon going, John sounds delirious. It was actually true because I was up till about 3 o'clock this morning making a giant list of all the submissions for recorded, produced and mastered here at BFM. Like, the caliber of the entries is very high. I'm very surprised.
If there's ever been a need for a spreadsheet, this is it. It's a lot of entries.
Man, there is a lot of information to chug through and a lot of songs to listen to. And I tell you what, man, shit, there's been some gems in there.
Hard out. There is a lot of songs, but actually my favourite part is your categorising the style of the song. that's probably the best bit. Let me just read out a few here. Noisy Racket. What else we got here? Death Metal Cookie Monster. 2000s Wellington Rock. Dub, brackets, not much skank, close brackets. Earnest Folk Americana, socially anxious pop, quite like that one. What else? New Wave with heavy 80s rock vibe. I feel like you've found your little nook here, John. There's some great names.
Old
Diggers Rock Out plus Do Poetry.
I sent the list off to Electric Kiwi as well, and they came back and he said his favourite genre that he's ever heard of is on the list, and it's Tortured 90s Dad.
Also, 2000s Auckland Flat Rock. Can everyone please text in to 5395, just a genre that people need to know about that perhaps people don't know about, because I feel like this is a good nook right here.
There's around 250 entries for...
You've kind of... Everyone's got a different style. Smoke Free, Rock Quest, Thrash Metal, Math Electro, Swoony, like that. 80s Coffee Shop Tweak.
Warehouse Rave.
Anxious Shoegaze.
I didn't actually double up. There was a few singer songwriters in there, but not as many as I was expecting.
But it's good. It's very descriptive.
Yeah, it sums it up. When you hear it as well, you recognise
what I've done.
Bogan Bears. Don't forget about Bogan Bears.
Smooth Welly Jazz. Fuck yeah.
Should we play some songs? I think we've got some general consensus on some of the good tunes that have been submitted. And a lot of these have like not seen the light of day before, which is awesome. If we play one of your songs and you have requested on email for it not to be played, sorry, but it's a long list and we forgot.
There's a real small print that you've got to look at.
Yeah, and as we're going to play some of them. What do you want to start off with, mate? This is your. I've got a list in here. Where do you want to go?
Let's start at the beginning, which is a great place to start. This is the sound of somebody just opening up a thing so I can read. What have we got here? Sam Bambury and the Sucrose Kid. This one just sounds like I would totally expect. This is more. Here's the tricky thing. We're picking a song for a few situations here. They're going to vinyl, and they're getting produced by us, and they're playing Nestfest. Well, this song to me is very. I could hear it at Nestfest quite easy.
I think these guys are ready to go. They are ready to play there.
Yeah.
They only have one other song out online, so they are a new band, but they're ready to spring into action, I think, if they get the call.
This one's called Waiting.
Stone in the sun. Had a nail to my forehead again. The weight of a woman is pressing hard against me. Haven't got the time. That's alright, she said. But in reality, disappointed, gets my son down again. Are you waiting for me? Are you waiting for me? I'm still a fool. every time that I disappoint. Thought you were on the turning away, but now I see your point. Love to you is a hurting game and a funny flower show. The rose pricks you all the same, but you keep on coming back for more. Are you waiting for me? Are you waiting for me? You're a fool too, it's true. I'm a ginger cat prowling around your bed, country road. I got no raw animal in purse for you, my love. I'm gonna wait for you. I'm gonna wait for you. I'm bother me anytime.
Sam Bamberry and the Sucrose Kids, all the way from Christchurch, can probably safely say that is a global premiere of that song.
That's just like, you can just picture it at Nest Fest, parrot dog in hand, maybe just waiting for the re-up to sort of kick in.
Mm.
Quite nice.
Definitely. They're in a zone. I actually read their presser, and I was impressed to see mention of influencers, Steve Gunn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that, because you've actually given that a pretty straightforward genre. You're just calling that Americana.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Good as. Now, I think next we're going off into something we might call bedroom rap. I'm not sure what the genre is on this one. Definitely a rap tune. We just want to show the broad range that's been provided, thanks to Electric Kiwi and RPM Competition.
These guys have been kicking around the SRN top 10. They've had a few weeks sitting in there. They're out of Welly Rap Collective. This borrows a sample you might recognise, but I think this would also be good at Nestfest.
Also, shout out for putting maxi pad in a rap. You know, it's hard to do.
What the fuck am I going to do except hustle? Besides pimping. Just trying to make it real, baby, like it is.
Always fucking rolling like I'm missing legs. Spinning webs. See my life through a different lens. I recommend yourself before battle, broken out the shackles, now I'm smoking up the gravel. When I let it rattle, it's all over for the comp. This is my swamp and I do what I want.
I wanna be the one to stack than Norvac's backhand. No man can match the cap guard's plans. We smash bags, you're napping from having one Nancy drag. Ain't gonna soak up, ain't no maxi pad. If you have the need to hang, come back with something that can slap. This ain't no fancy pantsy sort of fad. We have more to receive than a hand from a quarterback.
Bitch, you never thought that I'd like more than Dak up. You water back up, yeah, I think your track's stuck. Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid when we spit. Take your shit and split like the atom. More than you can fathom when I fire up the cannon. Gather my companions and you'll feast to a famine. Yeah, I'm heavy-handed and I got a tight plan. Grab the mic stand and decrease this lifespan with my right hand or my left if I wanna. Got your baby mama straight begging for the mana. Maybe hit a runner, but I'm gonna use a rubber. Then it's foot on the gas while I'm yelling out I love her.
1 minute had nothing but one rough plan. Now all of a sudden the people are running to us and coming to bump to Cap Guns jams. We can't kick it. Tickets on hand, all of the players in the nation are just sitting on backs to make a statement. We take the reins and refrain from faking. Put on a face to be the man, see fans evaded. Our team has the brains and the patience. The others are more lazy than the Blaze team that just masturbated. The collaboration is crazy. The way we match up is as good as bangers and mashed to gravy. No matter if we haven't made waves, we ain't the Navy. But wait and you'll see Cap Gun cranked in 2080.
Man, fuck these motherfuckers kicking us to the curb and shit. What the fuck do they think they are?
Crusty old motherfuckers, man. Wait a minute. Whose house is this?
Bring that damn beat back, I haven't finished. That was Cap Gun's rap lunch, now be set for dinner. Addicted to the rhythm, man, I'm hungry. I hunt for the beats as if they're smack, and I am the junkie. Tweaking, peeping for the tracks that are funky. I need them, the plan is to have fun for money. The Cap Gun corpse coming with vigor. The beats the cap, raps the gun, and we're the hand that pulls back the trigger. We stand and deliver slick slang to rap fans to see the bang. Our speech lit matches and gas cans, stand back and witness the bang. Fuck having permission, ain't gonna sit and wish for shit to be shat. We stick it to slackers and dabblers, dipping their hands in the cash pick. We ain't singers acting like they're rappers.
There's smoke in the air, now Cap Gun's here. You could choke on the air and the atmosphere. Wind at our backs, now it's clear to share. All the spins and the riffs that we cooked this year. The style stays sick, beats remain slick. Lyrically shit on these phony pricks. No Moby Dick, we're not aboard a broken ship. Nicked about six, before I even wrote this shit. Load another clip, then it's on to the next tune. Busting down doors in the next saloon. Blow on the pistol and watch them all drop. Straight to the bar, now it's beam on the rocks. Don't mess with the team and I mean that a lot. Had a few streams that we've easily crossed. It's a journey to the top with the Cap Gun Corp. The force of an orc when I swing my sword. Storm in your fort and there's no remorse, cause Cap Gun Corp will be back for more.
Sounds like they're out to party and get rowdy.
Just tell your story, eh? Mm. Rap about it.
I didn't realize that so many people had their hands on guns in Wellington as well. Well, they seem to. Now, the next tune we've got lined up is by Jim's Tambourine Band.
Very confusing name for the band because, as you've called it, John, it's Moog Synth Pop, which is a good angle. This is the kind of stuff that I want to hear at festivals. Mm-hmm. Like, also be really cool to produce this as well. It kind of has that zone of Cody Nielsen's latest offerings, you know, that sort of old hint at old Moog records and stuff. So It's called Theme to XGH. I don't know what those letters mean, but feel free, someone out there, to go ahead and coin that. It's up for grabs.
Let's hear it.
Bubble it up. We'll be right back.
like that one. Hopefully I got the name of the artist right. It's a long list.
Chuck, just put your green shorts on and have a little fucking boogie to that one, yeah, eh? No, quite nice.
Pretty sweet. It'd be great down at Nesfest, wouldn't it?
Hell yeah.
Nice and early, scorching hot sun, as mentioned, parrot dog in hand. Now, where are we going?
That's right. The winner of this competition is opening Nesfest. Is that the angle? What's the vibe? Do we have the details?
Playing Nesfest. So I'm assuming we might. They could be headlining for all we know.
Sweet. Now, in classic BFM style, we're going to take it in a totally different direction. You've just written folk here.
I gave it a good rating. It's come in, been highlighted in bright blue, which is my highest rating.
I've made some notes. I've said very nice voice and great production potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everyone needs to remember right now. We're playing you songs that people have just created on their own at home, giving it a really red-hot go for this competition so that we can actually get our mitts on it and make it super mint. So rather, you know, I really want to big up the people that haven't quite got the sound right, but the song is good. You know, like I feel like people like your NZ On Airs and that they're all looking for a hot track right off the bat, but some things just need a little bit of help, and that doesn't mean that they should be discarded. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we step in, John. Okay.
A Straw Assembly with Mama.
Thank you.
Oh, have I hung up on Cam? Damn it. What did I do there? What did I do? Should we just call him back on air? You're listening to What's Cooking here on 95BFM with Johnny and Big Hungry. Just going to call him right on air right now. See if it dials out.
Kia ora.
Sorry, mate. I'm looking at a spreadsheet and also doing the radio show.
Yeah, did you play a song?
No. I just dialed you on air, classic old school style. Everyone had to listen to the.
Oh, we're on air now.
Yeah, everyone had to listen to the dial tone.
Hi, Mum.
Now,
hey, now we're about to just practice the exercise of if you call your band a good name, people probably listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
This band's gone and called themselves Holden, which is a strong name for a band, and you've categorized it as Bogan Bears, so it's pretty much on point. Also, shout out the fact that Holden stopped producing cars as well, so, you know, and the Bathurst is this weekend, you know, all that stuff's going on whilst this band's calling themselves Holden. It's quite impressive. This is just all out rock and roll, really, isn't it?
Yeah, this song is called What I Sound Like to You, brackets, mix 2.
Bye.
Holden with What I Sound Like to You. We're running through a bunch of...
Mix one, by the way.
Oh, mix two.
I wonder what mix one was like, eh? Like, damn it. Also, right. I just want, on the record, I want to say that I'm a Ford guy, just so we get that out in the open.
Boom.
Just saying. But, you know, strong name for a band, Holden. Love it.
These are all submissions for RPM, Record, Produce, Mastered, where these bands could win a weekend recording at BFM, their session pressed to vinyl, thanks to Holiday Records, and a slot at Nesfest down the Hawke's Bay mid-January
next
year.
God damn it, man. It sounds so good just hearing someone say it.
This is one hell of a prize. It's one hell of a prize. Electric
Kiwi.
Thank
you everybody that's entered, by the way, if you're listening. Really appreciate getting behind this.
So many people have taken the time to put together music.
Yeah, it makes
you
think that
this might
have to make this a bit of an annual thing, I reckon.
Electric Kiwi have said they've kind of indicated that they've been stoked on it and it could be an annual. So, fingers crossed. Long may it continue.
Manifest destiny, I say.
We're going to play a tune from an artist called Wongi.
Wongi, yeah, that's right. We're going for a massive vibe change here. We've got all the genres, really. All the genres have come in. What did you call this one, John? Where are we here?
I've got a massive spreadsheet here.
Wongi, you've called it Lush Electro Bedroom Soul. Just underneath another band with new wave, heavy 80s rock vibe. And right above somebody with mid-90s rock. And what is this? Satire Lo-Fi Disco? That sounds interesting, too. You should probably listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's have a listen to Wongi.
These are all very important genres of music.
It's true. It's really the genre of genres is never-ending, isn't it?
Oh, hang on.
I just
clicked on something funny here. Wait, this one is playing out of here. And let's
have you tried turning it off and turning it back on? Or
should be going right about now. There it is. There you go, mate. So I was talking to you on the phone right there, and that song finished.
Oh, fab. There you go.
All right.
Changing the world, making a difference with all these crazy cool songs.
I know. We've kind of come to the end of the segment. We've got one more tune lined up from an artist called Max Brandon Warren. I don't know too much about them other than... they submitted three songs for
If I had to compare it to someone recently, I'd say Liao. Kind of has that sort of drifty little lo-fi vibe, very rad. At this juncture, though, John, I would just want to shout out everybody that sent in, like, extremely live tracks that we can't play on the radio because they're kind of too raw and not powerful enough, but let it be known that they are being counted because we can hear the potential in those. So nobody fret about the quality of your entry, all right? Okay, everyone?
The quality's there. We can see that.
Quality's there. I can hear it. I've got a good ear.
All right, well, shall we bid you farewell, mate? And I hope that the whānau and everyone down there at your folks' house just hangs in, hangs in there tough.
Yeah, we're doing the do. Doing the do. I hope to be back in A-Town when I can be. Looking forward to it.
Sweet, mate. All right, much love to you and the family.
All right, bro. Ka kite, you take it easy.
Sweet. Max Brandon Warren with Song 2. Probably a working title, that one there. Yeah, what a pleasure. What a treat. It has been so awesome to work my way through the list of submissions. Man, there is a lot of rad talent out there. Someone has just texted in saying, we should have a whammy gig of all the noisy shiz from the competition. Yeah, there is certainly plenty to choose from. Thanks, Electric Kiwi. Thanks, Auckland Art Gallery.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.